10th canto, 2nd chapter, prayers by demigods, text 30. Twai ambhuja aksha akhila swatva dhamni samadhina avesita chetasa eke tvatpadapotena mahatkritena kurvanti govatsa padam bhava abdhim. Tvai ambujaksha khila svatva dhamni samadhina besita cheta saike tvatpadapotena mahatkritena kurvanti govatsa padam bhavabdhim. Tvai ambujaksha khila svatva dhamni samadhina beshita cheta saike tvatpadapotena mahatkritena kurvanti govatsa padam bhavabdhim. Tvai ambujaksha khila svatva dhamni samadhina beshita cheta saike tvatpadapotena mahatkritena kurvanti govatsa padam bhavabdhim. Mahatajis,
Thank you.
Madhupatena Mahatkritena Word-to-word meaning, translation and performed by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Please repeat. Tvai in you, Ambhuja Aksha, O Lotus-Eyed Lord, O Khila Sattva Dhamni, who are the original cause of all existence, from whom everything emanates, and in whom all potencies reside. Samadhina, by constant meditation and complete absorption in thoughts of you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aveshita, fully absorbed, fully engaged. Chetasa, but by such a mentality. Eke, the one process of always thinking of your lotus feet. Tat padapotena, by boarding such a boat as your lotus feet. Mahat kritena, by that action which is considered the most powerful. Original existence, or which is executed by Mahajanas. Kurvanti, they make Govatsa padam, like the hoof print of a calf. Bhava avdhim, the great ocean of nations. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. O lotus-eyed Lord, by concentrating one's meditation on your lotus feet, which are the reservoir of all existence, and by accepting those lotus feet as the boat by which to cross the ocean of nations, one follows in the footsteps of Mahajanas, great saints, sages and devotees. By this simple process, one can cross the ocean of nations as easily as one steps over the hoof print of a calf. Please repeat. O lotus-eyed Lord, by concentrating one's meditation on your lotus feet, which are the reservoir of all existence, and by accepting those lotus feet as the boat by which to cross the ocean of nations, one follows in the footsteps of Mahajanas, great saints, sages and devotees. By this simple process, one can cross the ocean of nations as easily as one steps over the hoof print of a calf. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The true mission in life is to cross the ocean of nations of repeated birth and death. Those in the darkness of ignorance, however, do not know this mission. Instead, being carried away by the waves of material nature, prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha, they are undergoing the tribulations of mrityu sansara bartmani, repeated birth and death. But persons who have achieved knowledge by the association of devotees follow the Mahajanas, Mahat Kritena. Such a person always concentrates his mind upon the lotus feet of the Lord and executes one or more of the nine varieties of devotional service. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam. Simply by this process, one can cross the insurmountable ocean of nations. Devotional service is powerful in any form. Sri Vishnu Shravane Parikshid Avabhat Vaya Shakhi Kirtane. According to this verse, Maharaj Parikshid became liberated by fully concentrating his mind on hearing the Lord's holy name, attributes and first times. Similarly, Shukadeva Goswami simply glorified the Lord, and by speaking on the subject matters of Krishna that constitute the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, he too was liberated. One may also be liberated simply by sakya, friendly behavior with the Lord. Such is the power of devotional service, as we learn from the examples said by the Lord's many great pure devotees. Sayambhur Narada Sambhu Kumara Kapilamanu Prahlada Janaka Vishma Balir Baya Sakir Bayam. We have to follow in the footsteps of such devotees, for by this one easy process one can cross the great ocean of nations, just as one might cross a small hole created by a hoof of a calf. Here the Lord is described as Ambhujaksha or lotus-eyed. By seeing the eyes of the Lord, which are compared to lotus flowers, one becomes so satisfied that one does not want to turn his eyes to anything else. Simply by seeing the transcendental form of the Lord, a devotee is at once fully absorbed in that Lord in his heart. This absorption is called samadhi, dhyana bastita tadgatena manasa pashyanti yang yoginah. A yogi is fully absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for he has no other business than to think of the Lord always within the heart. It is also said, Samashrita je pada pallava plavang, mahat padang punna yasho murare, bhavam budhir vatsa padang parang padang, padang padang jad vipadam natesham. For one who has accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is famous as Murari, the enemy of the demon Mura. The ocean of the material world is like the water contained in a calf's hoof print. His goal is Parang Padam or Vaikuntha, the place where there are no material miseries, not the place where there is danger at every step. This process is recommended here by authorities like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, Sayambhur Narada Sambhu. And therefore we must take to this process in order to transcend nations. This is very easy, but we must follow in the footsteps of great personalities, and then success will be possible. In regard to this word Mahat Kritena, it is also significant that the process shown by great devotees is not only for them, but also for others. If things are made easy, this affords facility for the persons who has made them easy, and also for others who follow the same principles. The process recommended in this verse for crossing the ocean of nations is easy not only for the devotee, but also for common persons who follow the devotee. Mahajana Jayana Gatosha Pantha. Omagyanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Mihilitang Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manovishtang Sthapitang Jena Bhutale Swayang Rupang Kadamaiham Dadati Sapadantikam Bande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangsha Shri Rupang Sagrajatang Sahagana Raghunathan Nitang Tang Sajivam Sadvaitang Savadhutang Parijana Sahitang Krishna Chaitanya Devang Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitangsha Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanto Radha Kanto Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Translation again. O lotus-eyed Lord, by concentrating one's meditation on your lotus feet, which are the reservoir of all existence, and by accepting those lotus feet as the boat by which to cross the ocean of nations, one follows in the footsteps of Mahajanas, great saints, sages and devotees. By this simple process, one can cross the ocean of nations as easily as one steps over the hoofprint of a calf. Hare Krishna. Before speaking this transcendental subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, I humbly seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas of New Dwarka. Thank you, Savash Prabhu, for giving me this opportunity. The devotees of New Dwarka are really wonderful and very much inspiring. So, the true mission of life has been described in this verse very wonderfully. Also, this verse is describing the benefit of devotional service. Basically, three points has been described in this verse. Prabhupada starts his purport by saying the true mission in life is to cross the ocean of nations. And how we will be able to cross over the ocean of nations, oceans of material existence. The answer is given in this verse. Toi ambuja shakhila swatta dhamni samadhi. By meditating upon the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now the next question come, how will we able to meditate to the lotus feet of Supreme Lord always? The answer is given, mahat kritena. By following the footsteps of previous acharyas, great devotees of Supreme Lord. And the next question is, what benefit will derive by following this? The answer is, go vatsa padam bhavabdhim. This material existence, the great ocean of material world will appear a water spot in hoof print of a calf. So this three point has been very wonderfully explained in this verse. Also, Prabhupada elaborated in his purport. So, the simple process, by following this process, the whole great ocean of material world will appear as the water in the hoof print of a calf. Prabhupada writes in the introduction of Krishna book, just imagine there is a hoof print and there is little water on that hoof print. And there is no difficulty to cross over that hoof print. Very easy, one can jump over that hoof print. So, and one practice Krishna consciousness by following the footsteps of great devotees, the whole material existence, the great ocean of material world will appear like that. Prabhupada writes in purport, those who are in the darkness of ignorance, they do not know this true mission of life. Whereas those who are in perfect knowledge, they always inquire. When Srila Sanatana Goswami, for the first time he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the village of Ramkeli. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana, you are a great scholar, you are pandit, you are expert in every kind of scriptures, all kinds of wisdom. Why do you come to me? Sanatana Goswami was really a pandit, really a scholar. But what did Sanatana Goswami reply? Apanar hita hit kichui na jani, grammo vyavhare pandit e sattamani. My dear Lord, I do not know what is hit ahit, what is beneficial for me and what is detrimental. But nonetheless, some ordinary people consider me a pandit, a scholar. And I am so foolish, I am also thinking myself as such. But actually I am not a scholar. Then Sanatan Goswami, he asked this famous three questions to Sanatan Goswami. Ke ami kene amai jare tapatroi, ihan ohi jani ami kemane hit hoi. Oh my dear Lord, who am I? I do not know who am I. Why do the threefold miseries always disturb me, always gives me trouble? And iha nahi jani ami kemane hit hoi. If I do not know this, how I will be able to benefit it? So Prabhupada pointed out in Farport, those who are in perfect knowledge, they always inquire this type of question as shown by Sanatana Goswami. And after that, only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him, Sanatana Goswami, about the process of devotional service. And by following these footsteps of the previous acharyas, great devotees, we can easily cross over this material ocean. Like Hanuman, we find in Ramayana, Hanuman very easily crossed the great ocean and he reached another part of the ocean, Sri Lanka, to find out higher about Sita Devi. Actually, there is a wonderful incident in Ramayana mentioned that when Hanuman was about to start flying to cross the ocean, for a while Hanuman was thinking, that one thought came in his mind, will I be able to really cross this ocean? Will I be really able to cross this great ocean? Although we know that some Jambavan reminded Hanuman about his ability of strength, but for a while this thought came in the mind of Hanuman. And immediately Hanuman recalled an instruction given to him by Sampati, the elder brother of Jatayu, on the bank of the ocean. So when Sampati told Hanuman, when Hanuman, other monkeys, they are searching Sita Devi, then Sampati told Hanuman, actually I saw that Ravan was taking Sita Devi to the another side of ocean. But I am predicting that simply by taking the holy name of Lord, the servants of Lord Rama could easily cross the repeated cycle of birth and death. What then of this small ocean? Hanuman immediately, he became confident of success and he started his journey by meditating to the lotus feet of Ramchandra. And he, within a short time, he crossed that ocean and he reached Sri Lanka, which was 100 yojan. One yojan equal. There are of course varieties of opinion regarding this, but Prabhupada writes in Srimad Bhagavatam, one yojan equal 13 kilometers. So, it's around 7-8 miles. So, 100 yojan equal to 800 miles. So, Hanuman crossed that eight great ocean, which is 800 miles in a short time, simply by meditating to the lotus feet of Ramachandra. And the next section of here, Purport Prabhupada mentioned how one should meditate to the beautiful form of Supreme Lord. Here the Lord is described as Ambujaksha, or lotus-eyed. By seeing the eyes of the Lord, which are compared to lotus flowers, one becomes so satisfied that one does not want to turn his eyes to anything else. In third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Kapil Dev also told to his mother that a devotee always should contemplate to the beautiful eyes of Supreme Lord, because by that, if Supreme Lord mercifully glance towards the devotee, his material existence will finish immediately. In material world, we find people are attracted to the beautiful, they are glorifying the beautiful eyes, beautiful face of their beloved one. But nothing can be compared with the beautiful eyes, beautiful face of Supreme Lord. Every evening we sing in Gaur Arati, Bahu Koti Chandra Jini Badana Ujjal. Bahu Koti, millions of moons, the beauty of millions of moons can be defeated by the beautiful face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is a beautiful first time in this regard with Srila Ramanucharya and his disciple Dhanurdash. In South India, when Ramanucharya, he was in Srirangam temple, so he came across a young man. His name was Dhanurdash. So Dhanurdash, he was so infatuated by a society girl, his girlfriend. He was always fanning that girl every time. Whenever he used to come, that Dhanurdash, he used to look towards the face of that girl instead of deities. And on that days, these type of things are, you know, kind of shameless. But because Dhanurdash was very powerful, no one could say anything. So one day when Dhanurdash came to visit Srirangam temple, while fanning the face of that beautiful girl, Ramanucharya approached him. "You have come to the temple of Lord, and why are you so much attracted to this girl?" Then Dhanurdash told, "You see, I have never seen any beautiful eyes as her." And Ramanucharya, he politely challenged actually. "Okay, if I would show you even more beautiful eyes than these eyes, what you would do?" Then the Dhanurdash told, "If you can show me more beautiful eyes than this girl, then I will devote my whole life to that person." So then Ramanucharya took him, Dhanurdash, in front of the deities, Srirangam, Lord Vishnu. Srirangam actually a very wonderful temple, kind of biggest temple of, considered biggest temple of world even. So is self-manifested Vishnu deity. So by the intense prayer of Ramanucharya, Lord Ranganath, he mercifully glanced towards the Dhanurdash. And by seeing that beautiful lotus eye of Supreme Lord Dhanurdash became painted. He was crying and he was lamenting so much. "I was foolishly attracted to this eyes of this girl, but the eyes of Supreme Lord is so wonderful." And ultimately the Dhanurdash, he became a mendicant, he became a saint. He accepted, he took initiation from Ramanucharya. So, the Prabhupada explained in the purport that any kind of devotional service in any form is very powerful. You know? Simply, you have to follow that process under the guidance of great devotees, one of our spiritual master. And Prabhupada cited the example of Parikshit Maharaj. Shravane Parikshit Abhavad Vayashaki Kirtane. Simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj attained the pure love of Godhead. So Shravan, the hearing, is most important aspect out of nine process. In Mahabharat, one incident comes when Vaishampayan Rishi, once he approached Janmanjay. Vaishampayan Rishi was a great disciple of Vasudev, and Janmanjay was the son of Parikshit Maharaj. So Vaishampayan Rishi, one day he came to the court of Janmanjay and he told, "My dear son, I want to recite the Mahabharat, which describes the first times of your forefathers." His father was Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj's father was Arjuna. "Do you want to listen?" Then Janmanjay, he told, "See, my dear son, I am so busy, I don't have time to hear this voluminous epic of Mahabharata." Then Vaishampayan Rishi, he again requested, "Okay, at least you should listen one canto of, one part of Mahabharata." Then King Janmanjay, he refused that also, "I don't have so much time for this." And then Vaishampayan Rishi requested, "At least you should listen one chapter of Mahabharata." And the king was not ready for that also. Finally, Vaishampayan Rishi requested, "At least you should listen one shloka of Mahabharata." So that Janmanjay, he agreed reluctantly, "Okay, tell quickly, I don't have time." So Vaishampayan Rishi started to recite one verse from Mahabharata. The translation of that verse is, Ravana and Duryodhana was really foolish person. Ravana, he saw the prowess of Hanuman during the devastation of Ashok forest. And still, he came to fought with the Lord Ramachandra, who is the master of Hanuman. And similarly, Duryodhana was another foolish. He saw the prowess of Arjun during the battle of Birat. And he came to fight with Arjun and other Pandavas, and also with Krishna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And after that, Bhishampan Rishi said, "That's what I wanted to tell you. I am finished, I am going." Janmanjit said, "No, where you are going, my dear sir? You have confused me totally. You have confused me. Tell me now, who is Ravan, who is Duryodhana, and why did they wanted to fight with Krishna, Pandavas and Lord Ramachandra? You have confused me. Please give more details." So Vaishampan Rishi then made him sit in one place, and he recited whole Mahabharata consisting of more than 1 lakh verses, 1,25,000 verses. And after completing the recitation of whole Mahabharata, Vaishampan Rishi told Janmanjay, "I just completed the whole epic of Mahabharata to you, which explained the glories of Supreme Lord Narayan and also explained the four goals of human life: dharma, artha, kam and moksha, religiosity, economic development, sense gratification and salvation. So now just tell me, what do you think out of these four goals, which should be the supreme goal of our life?" Then you know what did Janmanjay reply? He says, "My dear sir, I think none of these should be the supreme goal of our life. Your good self should keep on reciting Mahabharata again and again, and I should listen, keep listening again and again. And I think that should be the supreme goal of life." So this is the power of Shravan, as Prabhupada gave the example of Parikshit Maharaj. In between, Sukadeva Goswami actually started to speak Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. Sukadeva Goswami, in one point, he stopped and he asked Parikshit Maharaj, "You are not feeling thirsty? Don't you want to drink some water?" Parikshit Maharaj says, "I had already bad experience. For water only, I got this curse. I don't want to drink any water. I want to listen again and again, continuously." And for whole 7 days, Parikshit Maharaj, he did not take any water, any foods. So this is the importance of hearing the topic of Supreme Lord. The end of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse saying, "Sarva Vedanta Saram hi Srimad Bhagavatam ishyate tat rasamrita triptasya na unnat sadhratikashit." The Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedas. Sarva Vedanta Saram hi Srimad Bhagavatam ishyate tat rasamrita triptasya. Anyone who have drank the nectarian mellows of Srimad Bhagavatam, how can he will develop taste for anything else in this material world? And finally, Prabhupada concluded his purport by saying, in regard to the word Mahat Kritena, it is also significant that the process shown by great devotees is not only for them but also for others. So we just discussed about Shravana. In any form of devotional service is powerful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the 64 limbs of devotional service to Sanatana Goswami. And after explaining all these 64 limbs of devotional service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu summarized. And he told, out of all these 64 limbs, 5 limbs are most important: Sadhu Sangha Nam Sankirtan Bhagavat Shravan Mathura Vas Srimurtir Shraddhaya Sevan Swakal Sadhana Shrestha E Panchanga Krishna Prem Janamai E Pachir Alpashanga. Sadhu Sangha Association, chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Bhagavat Shravan, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimurtir Shravan, worshipping the deity, and living in the holy places. These 5 processes are considered to be the best among all these 64 limbs. And Mahaprabhu says, Krishna Prem Janamai E Pacher Alpashangaya. Even slight performance of any of this process can develop pure devotional service of Lord. And we are so fortunate that by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada had designed ISKCON's programs in such a way, if we simply follow the morning program, we'll be able to complete this five process. Such a wonderful way it has been designed. You see, in morning, first we start with deity worship. The pujari who is worshipping deity, not only he is getting benefit of the deity worship, but those who are attending, they are also indirectly actually worshipping the deities. And then we have chanting class, we chant in the association of devotees. And then when we do Guru Puja or Tulsi Arati, we are associating with great devotees, Srila Prabhupada, Tulsi Maharani. We are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day. And so four process has been complete. Only the remaining one is Mathura Vas, living in the holy places. This is New Dwaraka, one of the dham of Supreme Lord. And also, as is stated in scripture, Jekhani hai nam sankirtan shaito Vrindavan. However, the devotees of the Lord chanting the holy name of the Lord, that is not different from Vrindavan. So you see, simply by attending the programs 4:30 to 8:30, we are completing all this process. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually explained why these five processes are important. Because out of 64 processes, 40 processes come under this five process. So simply by attending this morning program, we'll be able to accomplish this five process of devotional service. So one should uncompromisingly attend, participate all these programs. So finally, Prabhupada says, one should follow, how will be able to meditate or execute this process of devotional service by following the footsteps of Mahajana. Mahajana Jaina Gatosha Pantha. And by following Mahajana, it will be very easy to cross over this material ocean, which is very, very difficult. Lord Rishabhdev, in 5th canto, he instructed his sons, headed by Bharat Maharaj, Mahat Sevam Dharam Ahur Vimuktes, Tvamo Dharam Jyoshitam Sangi Sangam, Mahantaste Samachitta Prashanta, Bimanna Eva Surida Sadhavaje. Mahat Sevam Dharam Ahur Vimuktes. By associating with great devotees of the Lord, the door of spiritual world will open. And by associating with mundane people, Tomo Dharam, the door of hellish planet will open. So, our duty is to follow the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, remain in the association of devotees, follow the process, then we can very easily cross this material ocean. Like water in the hoop print of a calf. In the beginning of Krishna book, Prabhupada pointed out Kurukshetra battlefield was also like a great ocean. And Arjun was in the midst of that ocean. And where all the big, big fighters were there. Bhishma, Drona, Karna. And they are not actually ordinary fighters. The Bhishma was such a powerful fighter, he could fight with the Supreme Lord, Parshuram, his spiritual master. We can't imagine how powerful he was. And Prabhupada wrote that these big, big fighters were compared with Timangal fish. And these fishes are so powerful in the ocean, they can swallow up big, big whales. And these powerful fighters of Kurukshetra, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, they are such powerful, they could swallow up many, many Arjunas in a moment. But ultimately Arjuna became victorious. Why? Because Arjuna was in the side of Krishna, or Krishna was in the side of Arjuna. Arjuna was always meditating to the lotus feet of Krishna. So, there is a saying that if we With Krishna we are hero, without Krishna we are zero. So Arjuna, because he was with Krishna, he was always victorious. Although Karna, Drona and Bhishma were such powerful. At the end of actually 18 days of battle, when Pandavas won the battle, After that, last day when Krishna came back to the hut, so generally there was a custom we see here also nowadays. The driver comes first from the car and after that he opened the door for the passenger, for the, you know, chariot passenger. So Krishna, although he was Supreme Lord, but because he was acting as a driver of Arjuna's chariot, he used to follow these same rules. So every day when they used to come back from battle, Krishna used to come down from chariot first and he used to invite Arjuna, okay Arjuna, come down. And similarly, all the chariot drivers of Pandavas. So on the last day of battle, when they came back to their place, instead of Krishna coming down, Krishna was requesting Arjuna, oh Arjuna, please come down, come down. And Arjuna was confused, you know. Although Arjuna was not expecting that Krishna will come down first from chariot, then he will invite me to come down. But because Krishna never break the rules, so Arjuna was expecting, why Krishna is insisting me again and again to come down first? Every day generally Krishna would come down. So when Krishna came down, Arjuna came down because of the insisting of Krishna. And after that Krishna also came down from the chariot. And they saw immediately that symbol of Hanuman from the flag disappeared immediately. And immediately in a moment that chariot, you know, blast. It got blast. And Arjuna and all the Pandavas were surprised. They are shocked. And then Arjuna actually realized that why every day Krishna would request him to come down first. Because Krishna was there in the chariot of Arjuna. Otherwise, long before it could have been finished. So Prabhupada explained in Krishna book that although Arjuna was nothing in compared to Bhishma, Drona, Karna, he was in the middle of ocean, but because he was always meditating to the lotus feet of Krishna, he was able to kill all these fighters. So the conclusion of this verse is, if we simply follow, if we can meditate to the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead by following the footsteps of great devotees, then this, to cross over this material ocean will be very, very easy. Hare Krishna. I will stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaur Brahmanande. Any comment or correction, Savashru? Hare Krishna.